Damon Durain, along with Marcus. Dave Coombs is here. John McGivern has joined us. Good morning, Johnny Mac.
Good morning. How's everybody?
We're good.
Good.
Everything is good. I was just saying to Doreen off the air that, you know, all these years I've known her, I mean, Doreen and I have worked in the same building since the early 90s. And all the years I've known her, I know that she's had this, what I consider to be an irrational fear of birds. Okay?
I don't think it's irrational.
Well, now I don't either. Because on my feed this morning, on my reels, this video came up of the shoebill bird. Have you ever heard of the shoebill?
No. Mm-mm.
Google it.
It's 5 feet tall.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The mom lays 2 to 3 eggs. Only to ensure one will survive, the biggest one gets all the nutrients. The other ones, if not killed by the siblings in the nest, the mom ignores. And it's so powerful, it kills baby crocodiles.
Whoa.
This is a bird, people.
This is a bird. Wow. It's the scariest looking bird you've ever seen.
And you know what?
The shoebill.
Are they prevalent here in the Dominican Republic?
They're prevalent, but not here.
Not here.
Not like the dogs are.
Yeah. But the birds that are here, the little black ones that are all over the trees, mm-hmm. those will kill you too. Just saying.
Okay.
That's a crow. Have you guys seen the dogs on property?
I have.
So we were taking the path closest to 8, the building. I think it's the last path where the dogs congregate. Mm-hmm. And these aren't like emotional support animals. They aren't like, they're like a cross between a dingo
and a coyote
and a German shepherd. Yeah. And they stopped and looked. And I said to Steve, are those wild dogs? Because are they looking at us? Keep walking. Do not look at the dogs. I swear, I was a little freaked out. And I'm not a dog. Like, I don't have dogs. I wasn't raised with dogs. When I left seminary, I went to the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, and I went a little wild, and I got a dog. It was a cross between a German shepherd and a lab, and I called the dog. This is where I was in my life. The dog's name was Reefer, just so you know. So this is where I was after seminary in the reefer. So it was like, so, and growing up, no dogs. And then when my parents, all their kids left, my parents got a dog. It was a cross between a chihuahua and a poodle, which is called a chickapoo.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Stupid. Okay, so, and they named that dog the same name that my mother would have named her next girl child.
Uh-huh. What?
Which was Bridget, Margaret, Mary.
Uh-huh.
That dog had 3 names. Bridget, Margaret, Mary, the Chickapoo. And if you were blind and you were listening to the dog, you would thought it was like a chihuahua because it was like... Yeah. But if you were deaf and you were looking at the dog, it looked like a little poodle.
Uh-huh.
But it was a mean little dog. Uh-huh. It had the chihuahua sort of
attitude.
It loved my mom, hated everybody else. Mm-hmm. It was like, Bridget, Margaret, Mary, you be nice.
Mm-hmm. She was like,
yeah. I can't believe all these years that I've known you, I didn't know any of these stories of the dogs.
I didn't either. Yeah. Well, I had no idea you owned a dog at one point.
Reefer.
Yeah.
Reefer.
Come on. Where's Reefer? They're like, oh, my God. Coming out my...
Well, the dogs that I've seen around here hang out at the beach, too. So if you want to get a glimpse
of them. By the way, you notice who I'm pointing to here?
Yeah.
Okay.
You asked where Reefer is?
Yeah.
He's right here.
Right here.
That was his name that they all called him.
They called you Reefer?
They called me Reefer.
At
I
Whitewater.
Wonder why.
Yes. My on-air Whitewater name was Reefer. You listen to Reefer on the air.
Yeah.
Wow.
Geez, how did that come about? Now, in your building downtown in Milwaukee, do they have dogs there?
No, we live in a condo that has a dog policy, which is no policy. There's no dog policy. But there used to be dogs, so then they were grandfathered in our building. Mm-hmm. And the policy was that if you had a dog, you could keep the dog until it died. Then if it died, you could get another dog. And once that dog died, then it was done.
What?
So people were getting other dogs and being like, no, this is Chester. dirt. It's like, that's not the same dog. You know, they were going on. So then a whole group of people got together and they wanted to change the dog policy so everybody could have a dog. And they said they wanted 50 pounds a dog per unit. This is what
50 pounds of dog?
Of dog.
That's a big dog.
That's a big dog. And yeah. we live.
That's like 100 teacup poodles.
Yeah.
And that was as a member of the board, I got the board together and I says, we've got to vote against this policy. We can't have 50 pounds a dog because the three dogs that are still in our building, you know, the one still poops in the elevator, for God's sake. Like, you know, it's like we can't have more dogs here. So the woman who was heading the dog contingency to come to the board was a dog trainer in Milwaukee. So she got all these people together. They were coming to the board to for us to take a vote on the new dog policy. And when they showed up at the board meeting, it was 6 o'clock, and the leader, the dog trainer, was not there. So the contingency was like, we have to wait for our leader to give you what we want. And 15 minutes into the meeting, here comes the dog trainer with a big gauze on her lip. And she said, I'm sorry, I'm late. I just got bit by a dog.
Meeting over, right?
And I looked at the board and I said, can we take a vote?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
And so there are no dogs in our building.
No dogs.
Yeah.
And you know, today, a group of us are going to see the monkeys.
Oh, see, again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get
monkeys.
It.
Monkeys.
Yeah.
And they crawl on you,
yes,
right?
Yes. That's the whole draw. Oh,
right.
Are they feral? Are they rabid? Are they?
Well, we'll find out today.
I certainly hope not.
We'll find out today. By the look on our faces tomorrow, you'll know.
We're all foaming at the mouth. No, we're fine.
One name reefer.
One name reefer.
It'll be more than a piece of gauze on our cheek, I can tell you that, or our lip. Yeah.